Hello and welcome to the Clemson Communication Connection. I'm Katie Coronado. Today's guest is a very successful media director who is actually a Clemson graduate and has been doing some really, really cool work related to media sales at the NFL. Lauren White, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I'd like to start off first by telling our audience a little bit about you. How did you break into this industry? It's very competitive, as we know. Tell me about Lauren and your dreams and all of your hopes and dreams from the time you started Clemson and how you became director of media sales at the NFL.
Thank you. So I guess I want to start out by saying go Tigers. Huge Clemson fan over here. And I would say that I had a great foundational base from attending Clemson University and being in the School of Communications. I've always been very ambitious with career and school-oriented elements. And while at Clemson, I knew right away that I wanted to move to New York after school. I was able to break into Turner Broadcasting, and some of that was just hustle and being relentless and just following up with the individuals I met. And part of it was also the closeness or proximity of the Atlanta headquarters of Turner Broadcasting, being so close to Clemson. So after I graduated, I moved to New York, started working at Turner Broadcasting, which is now Warner Brothers Discovery, and was able to receive great advice from colleagues and then also from Clemson to go into the field of digital media. When I graduated in 2013, digital was very new still. And coming in at a time that digital was new, I was able to advance in my career more quickly because, as you guys know, or as people know, the digital world just really exploded with social media and just consumption patterns and video, et cetera, shifting the marketplace completely. I was able to really progress because of making that initial step. So a lot of it is luck for sure, but definitely a lot of tenacity.
You said a couple of words that really are standing out when you talk about hustle and tenacity. Is that something that you think that you were just born with? Because you also said luck. So, or do you think that that has to do with foundation? So when we're growing up, do you think that the influence of people around us, our families, our values, tell me a little bit about that, Lauren, because the goal here is for students, potential students in the future, and just people who are in the industry to know that while some of it, Lauren, may be luck, a lot of it has to do with that drive that you said that you possess.
Exactly. So I would say, Katie, to that, I follow one saying in life, and the harder you work, the luckier you are. So granted, I have fallen in very lucky circumstances, but I definitely have out-hustled people or just out-hustled myself and always trying to achieve the next thing and next goal. So I think there is a lot of foundational elements there for that competitive factor and just overall grit and just being able to use that to your best advantage.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that. So you've worked with some major names in digital sports like Warner Brothers, Discovery, and many others. Can you tell us how these roles prepared you for your current position?
Definitely. So I started at Turner Broadcasting, which is now Warner Brothers Discovery. I was working on digital sites there, like NBA.com, CNN.com, PGAtour.com. And that was like really in like the infantry stage of not even having apps be a major element yet. I moved up at Turner and was able to work more on like social opportunities as they came up and how the consumption patterns really shifted over to social, specifically with Bleacher Report and House of Highlights. I then did a little stint at Barstool Sports, which was also an interesting experience because it was a lot of influencer-led digital marketing, paid partnerships. It was really like the early days of branded social and integrating brands into this short-form custom content instead of, you know, the standard spots and dots that people may have been buying in the past in live sports. I still pivoted from that, went back over to Bleacher Report specifically, which is part of Warner Brothers Discovery. And they are really leaned into social and app focused sales. As we just saw in like the 2018 timeframe, consumers really were shifting to their second screens, their mobile screens to get the content they need to know. And because they're always on the go. And then I was able to leverage that position and move over to the NFL in the fall of 2022. And it's been wonderful. So at the NFL, I work on two different projects here. One is with US media sales, so selling the NFL's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Meta, and then also selling their NFL Plus live game video and NFL Fast Channel. At the same time, I'm working with the international team here. So the NFL has made it a major initiative to become a global brand. Right now, there's 218 million fans of the NFL within the US. Globally, we have over 165 million fans, and that's just for the markets we've accounted for. There's obviously an enormous growth opportunity here, and a huge part of that growth opportunity is access to the game and understanding to the game. Right now, if you go to England, or if you go to Scotland, or if you go to Brazil and you see an NFL game there, the enhancements and the features that are showing from the different broadcast channels are still coming through like it's an American sports fan watching. For example, if I'm in Germany and I'm watching a CBS game and a Survivor enhancement comes up, like no hate on Survivor, but the Germans don't understand what Survivor is and don't really get that relevancy there. We want to spread this game without any like sort of distraction with different enhancements or broadcasts. And then we also want to use it as a tool to teach the new base of fans on this international scale how to play football. So we are launching NFL World Feed, which will run in every country besides the US and Mexico. There won't be the same enhancements that you would see as a US fan, and these will be tailored to an international fan. It'll be dubbed into different languages. And then it's really just going to be an awesome growth opportunity as we'll look to really lean into each market, you know, potentially having announcers that that speak to that specific fan or resonate with that fan that they understand and know about, but who are also passionate about the game of football. So it's been wonderful working on that team as well, and such a great learning experience, as it's definitely a crawl, walk, run to get to a global scale.
Wow, that is very impressive. I am very excited to hear how that international outreach is going to pan out. It sounds like it is really well planned, especially the part about having some of the games dubbed or announced in those particular languages. I think that Europe definitely and Latin America are wonderful and large audiences. So I think that is super innovative, and I can't wait to hear more about that. Now, you've driven new brand partnerships across various social media platforms. Can you tell us about some of the most innovative partnerships that you've already worked on and some of their impact?
Definitely. I could start with a partnership we did for Charmin last year. So National Tight End Day is October 27th of every year. And it is a program that's celebrated by Travis Kelce and George Kittle and a few other very famous, very big time NFL players. Last year, we decided that we were going to really amplify the amount of content that we're putting out on social and across our linear platforms as well to celebrate National Tight End Day. At the same time, a business-minded person would also realize that one of the biggest superstars in the league was dating the biggest superstar at the same time, who also happened to be a tight end. Obviously, this is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So to basically take advantage of that already like fandom that was there in this October timeframe, we decided to really blow out National Tight End Day and then try and sell it to a specific partner. Pun intended or no pun intended, I was able to sell it to Charmin, the toilet paper company out of P&G. It was able to drive new business for them. And they were able to play off of this massive content moment, getting like over 500 million views on all of the different pieces of content that we were dropping across NFL, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, but then across our NFL app and our NFL O&O channels, including NFL Fast Channel, which is mainly CTV. But again, just like taking advantage of a moment and amplifying it, and then also getting to test new partnerships, whereas Charmin is someone that typically doesn't advertise with us. It was a great experience for them to also test in our younger generation platforms with like NFL TikTok, which is a great way for new brands to work with the NFL.
That's all super amazing. And I know that you've also worked, Lauren, with other brands and companies like Subway. I know that that was also something that was very successful under your leadership. Can you tell us about that process?
Definitely. So Subway is an official partner of the NFL. And so a very close friend of the family of the NFL, and we are able to show, you know, first to market or new opportunities to any of the corporate partners first. That's the one on my media sale, on the media sales team that I'm on. So in for the Super Bowl in Arizona, so for this is 2 years ago, we were launching our first ever AR Instagram lens on the NFL handle. This is, you know, really leaning into the new world of augmented reality and taking advantage of that. We were able to bring it out to different partners. I shared it with Subway, and Subway ended up taking advantage of it, having an AR Instagram lens, you know, picking your team, who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. It went over so well with that campaign that we launched another AR lens for the 2023 draft, and then again for this year's 2024 draft, really just picking up on a ton of earned media from so many fans, creating user-generated content, sharing it with their friends. And I think that just like seeing that the world of digital media is ever changing, and you just have to be on the, like, the front of the ball and always willing to test new partnerships. And I'm lucky or fortunate enough to have brands that trust me enough to try out these new products.
Lauren, with so much success that you've had in the media industry and adapting to the changing, you know, media consumption and the way that people are consuming and also absorbing messages, how important is mentorship to you and paying it forward? Tell us about some of the work that you've done in that area.
Definitely. So mentorship is really important to me, and I make sure to have very trusted mentors in my inner circle that I go to on a regular basis. I think it's always a wonderful thing to have a sounding board to know if you're doing the right thing for professional development, for personal development. And I also love to give back on that end as well. I'm an NFL experienceship mentor, which is I was selected in 2023 to pair up with a student at Howard University, which is an HBCU. And the whole point is that we are connected with students that want to work in the world of sports. So we would have biweekly meetings, just catching up. She's an absolutely wonderful girl and who has truly way more hustle than I did in college. And it's just crazy to see that this next generation, I feel like with the help of technology, is just so fast, so efficient, and so powerful. So that's honestly been such a growing and enriching experience for me. But then also I'm just an NFL mentor as well, working with someone in the California office, meeting on a biweekly basis as well, and really getting to know each other and provide any advice. And then again, I have mentors here that I meet with, as well as mentors just in the world of media and advertising. But then I think it's also good to have people in other realms or other business worlds too, as things seem to collide and come together more and more these days.
Absolutely. And I see that you value people's experience and that you are always consulting on your end as well so that you can continue to mentor and pay it forward. What about staying on top of everything that's changing? What do you do to make sure that you are, you know, ahead of the curve, that you're relevant because things are changing every single day so that you can continue to do your job and be competitive?
I would say my motto is know a little about a lot. So I really try to understand like the full gamut of what's going on in the world, and at least know a little about it so I can talk to it or speak to it. I'm definitely a subject matter expert in digital and social, but there's so much else going on in the world. Working in media sales is a tiny, tiny silo of the NFL. There's so much more that is going on around the NFL and then just in the world of sports, world of business. So I think just continually to staying up and reading the trades on a daily basis and then just being in the know. For my job specifically, I really try and understand the world of social. And even if like I might not be the biggest fan of some of these Gen Z TikTokers or these trends, I know what's going on. And so I can speak to them on a regular basis just to be in touch and to understand and leverage that. And then I think also just having a general understanding of what's going on in the world and being super aware is so key in the world of business and being successful. So I would definitely put a huge emphasis on that.
So that learning, in addition to doing your job and mentoring, sounds like a super busy life and schedule. I was really impressed when I read your bio. I saw that you also are an avid skier and that you're a passionate Clemson football fan. So how do you balance your demanding career with your personal interests and hobbies?
Well, if you ski in Europe, you're done by 3 and then the workday starts at 8. So
that's good balance. Very good.
Yeah, right. No, that's pretty hard to do, but you can make it work. But I'm just very fortunate to still be able to experience my hobbies and have a great time all while like working hard and paying it forward as well. I actually have not made it back to a Clemson football game in a while, and I will definitely have to do that this season. I definitely make, or I've been to the BC ones when they're up north, but I need to go back to Clemson to make it to a game.
That's awesome. Well, just one last question from me looking ahead. What exciting developments or trends do you foresee in the world of media sales and digital sports brand partnerships? Like, what do you see the future looking like at this moment with what you do for work?
So with the future of media, I would say pay heavy attention to CTV and STV. So that's connected TV, streaming TV, as it already is taking over like such a massive part of the landscape. In addition to that, I just think the world of sports rights is so interesting to watch. If you saw the recent news about the NBA shifting over to Amazon after their long time deal with Turner Broadcasting, it's just really interesting to see how much money these brands are driving and how much demand there is for them, because people still want live sports and people want their names connected to those live sports brands. So I think, again, we're going to continue to see trends like that unfold. And it'll be interesting to see like what's the next hot social platform in 2026 when the World Cup's here.
Thank you so much for your time, Lauren White of the NFL. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing more stories in the future about your success, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Katie. It was so great to be here, and go Tigers.